My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Jane raises the price on the money that she's asking for. Is that chicken change? Listen and enjoy.
Will I be begging you for just $200? Yeah, the price has gone up.
I noticed it was 150.
It was 100, then 150.
And then 150. It's like every time you're a pain in her butt, it costs you 50 bucks.
It's a pain in the butt.
But here's the interesting thing, okay? If you're making a sale, if you're in sales, mm-hmm. and you're having a rough time, look, another thing, do you try to make the sale and up the price while you're at it?
No.
Essentially, that's what she's doing.
I know.
You are putting her through the ringer. And it's like, I just want to get something out of this guy. So what do? That? We up the price. We just made the whole situation more difficult.
She's charging me for me annoying her.
She is. Joe, take note. She's charging him a pain in the butt fee.
But still, I'm in the middle of a negotiation right now at the day program. You know, we're trying to get something, and I'm willing to buy. You know, we made an offer on this one amount. You know, and if we get an objection, we're ready to back down. I'm not going to up him another $10,000.
Want me to get Jane in here? She seems to have a different method.
Yeah, she does. Do I hear $300?
I go, the price is going up. She goes, I don't know. I love you, but you are paying with my heart.
Ooh, interesting Freudian slip. Yes.
Can I have a change of a ventricle?
Funny. I trust you, but you don't trust me. She goes, I trust you, but you don't trust me. I go, I am not playing with your heart. She goes, then why can't you just help me with the little cash so that I'm comfortable here? And I said I'll pay you back, but you refuse to. How much is it? Is it not $200? Chicken change. I go, chicken change.
Chicken change.
$1.50.
Yeah, you're really good at American idioms, honey.
Chicken change.
Chicken change.
She goes,
you see this claw?
Right down, chicken change.
Chicken change.
This claw hand over somebody. Hey, this is chicken change. And the chicken just looks at you like that perplexed face they have. Why you're not taking their currency? Yeah, right, like that. I know it's a radio show, folks. You can't see, but just find a chicken and look at it. You'll know what I mean.
Just know that I did a great chicken face.
Yeah, you're amazing. She goes, yes, it's just because my MasterCard has expired that I can't withdraw from here. Just because of $200, and you begin to ride on me as if I'm nobody's daughter.
What?
What? Nobody's daughter? What? So if her daddy was somebody, it's like, what are we talking about here?
Well, her parents are dead, so I go, well, you don't have a father anymore, so technically.
Oh! Oh, no!
What?
Oh, man, that's
what?
Low. That's awful.
Couldn't the president learn
somebody
from me with
you
the
care
media?
About? I mean, who cares?
I know, but it's like...
Just trying to see how far we could push stupid. Yeah.
I know.
She goes, but I have a surname and also have a family. I go, Madonna doesn't. She's pretty awesome. Don't you agree?
Oh, my God. But I have a surname. It's like, what is she fighting about?
She goes, who is Madonna? I go, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding, right? She goes, I want to ask you for the last time. Are you helping me with the $200 or not?
No, first we're going to straighten out this Madonna thing.
I go, or what? We break up? Is that it? She goes, I never said. I said, are you helping me with the $200 or you're not? I go, of course, but you need to be patient.
So we're going to throw this whole relationship away, all this whole 2 hours. You're everything we work through. 2 hours.
This
you're
whole
throw
6 days
away.
Oh, you're going to throw away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She goes, try your best, please, by sending this to me tomorrow. I don't have any food. I go, what is your address? She goes, I will send it to you. She goes, I will send it to you tomorrow morning. I don't know it offhand. It's the school agent address. I go, how do you not know where you live?
Where do I live?
This is like one of the first things that you have to learn. As a kindergartner, you're supposed to learn where you live.
Me, I'm still freaking out because I don't know my new zip code. I know.
That's why I'm not sending you $200.
Yeah.
If that's why you haven't passed kindergarten. Google your zip code while you're on the phone.
She goes, I don't get you. Do you mean will the agent know where I live? I go, no, you. And what school do you go to? She goes, University of Lagos. Don't worry about how the money will get to me after I sent you the address of the agent. Why don't you reply to me? I go, what was I supposed to say? She goes, I don't know. I'll be expecting my address tomorrow morning. I'll be expecting the money. I go, you expect, do you?
Yeah, really.
I expect tit pics with the address.
No!
Yes!
Methinks the lady doth expect too much.
She goes, it's all your darling. I will send it to you after I have the money with me here to renew my internet bill, for I can send to you without stress, borrowing of Wi-Fi anymore. Tit pics are coming, kids.
What?
I go, if you have the money, you may not send it because you will not need me. She goes, I can never so such thing. I think she meant do. Yeah. I can never do such thing. Trust me, I'm honest with you. Calm down. I go, I don't know about that.
Trust me, I'm honest with you.
She goes, I promise you, I swear I will send it to you after I have the money. Trust me, I never lie to you, and I will never love you. I go, send me the info from the person at your school who will handle money, but is also willing to let you starve. Good night.
Wow.
She goes, how? Tell me what you mean before you... Won't you tell me?
April 6, 2017, at 5:35 in the morning, she says, hi. At 6:35 in the morning, she says, good morning. How was your night, dear? The agent just sent the moneygram into your mail. Thanks. Remember, she thinks that she's going to be getting money.
So. Oh, yeah.
Tee hee.
9:15 a.m. Did you see it? 11:42 a.m. Here is the name. Ojo Olawatayan Stella Country Nigeria Lagos Zip Code 234. Sounds like my Goyo.
Esquire.
Yes, yes.
No, that's Mr. Danish.
Mr. Danish, Esquire.
At 2:01, I finally write back to her. You can tell I'm not in a hurry to talk to her.
I know.
I go, who's Posey Perry? She goes, the school agent will pick the money. Because I guess that was the name, like part of the name in there. I go, who is Ojo Stella? She goes, one of the... Could be Ojo.
I know.
Ojo Stella.
Ojo Stella. She goes, one of the school agents. What are you doing now? There are many agents in the school with different jobs. I go, preparing for a deposition. She goes, okay. Are you on your way to the bank or Walmart? I go, do you know what preparing a deposition means?
No. Nor does she care.
No. She goes, why not? I know, of course. But tell me what you are to do now. I go, I don't think you know. She goes, okay, tell me. I go, why would you lie and say you knew? Uh-oh.
Because all I care about is you getting your ass to
yes,
Walmart.
Yes, but fake Davin's in one of his moods.
Yeah.
It's time to play Grill the Scammer.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.